The security conference was centered on the imperative of having two things in place as soon as possible. One is a plan for the transition of lead security responsibility from the African Union to the Somalis. At the moment, there are 22,000 AMISOM troops.
And is there sufficient capacity there to relieve that load?
Not at the moment, no. So that's the whole point of the gradual transition plan. I was going to say the second part of it is the need to strengthen the Somali security forces. And the key point that was made is that this is as much a political as a technical endeavor, because until the Somalis can reach a very strong political agreement, given 30 years of conflict, the absence of institutions and levels of distrust, they have to reach clear political understandings as to the basis upon which they're going to rebuild their army and their police force, their intelligence services and their maritime, plus recognize that security is not just about military activities. It's about community policing. It's about local governance. It's about rule of law. It's about addressing violent extremism. So it's quite an ambitious conference. And as I say, the central concept is that over the coming years, there should be a conditions-based transition from AMISOM to the Somalis, bearing in mind that AMISOM cannot stay forever. They've been here 10 years already. That the funding for AMISOM, whether it's through the UN or to voluntary contributions, mostly coming from the EU, that cannot go on forever. So there's got to be a horizon.
Maybe you could give me a key security and development project that might be extended to the rest of the country or parts of the country so that we can get a grasp of really what needs to be done.
There are certain locations in the country, not many so far, where AMISOM has actually drawn down and responsibility for security has then been assumed by local actors. And in order for them to step into that space created by the departure of AMISOM, they have to reach a clear understanding on roles and responsibilities. Now, this has been done on a small scale. It needs to be taken to a large scale. But no one is under any illusions as to how long this is going to take.
I guess the next question is the money. Funding is being drawn down. AMISOM want to leave. There's a lack of money and investment for this crucial plan.
I mean, at the moment, something like $1.2 billion is being spent on the formal security sector in Somalia, either AMISOM or the Somali security forces. About $1 billion of that goes to AMISOM. And so the challenge there for Somalia is how does it start raising the revenues to pay its own way? How does it start raising the revenues to pay for its police force and its army? And the only way it can do that is, number one, raising taxes, which means providing security to the private sector, so that they are willing to pay taxes. So that's a big discussion going on. And the other is to normalize its relationship with the IFIs, the International Financial Institutions. You know, Somalis are among the most entrepreneurial people on the earth. They've got networks in North America, South Africa, the Gulf, Australia, South Asia, Kenya. It's an extraordinary global network. And they've got great agriculture, they've got great fisheries, they've got telecoms, they've got banking, money transfer operations, but the political instability, the absence of institutions, the lack of trust has completely undermined this, and that's what we've got to sort out.